ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकिर्भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। श्री कृष्ण बल्ला मंदिर स्कान वृंदावन, यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। वी आर डिस्कसिंग द 10th चैप्टर ऑफ और 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड वी आर इन चैप्टर 9, द क्लाइमेक्स ऑफ पेरेंटल लव। The Lord Krishna in his childhood pastime is bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. So he is called Yashoda. The name of the Yashoda means one who gives the fame, and Yashoda has given the fame to the Krishna as Damodar. This name for Krishna is coming from Yashoda. So we are reading the verse number 16 and 17 today. So before we start verse, where we are, Yashoda is now trying to bind the Krishna by his waist with the mortar. So this process is going on. Or this first verse is not right here, so I'll just read this verse. Yadasi tadapi nyonam tenanyad api sandade tadapi dvayungulam nyonam yadyat adata bandhanam. Yada, when asit become tat api, even the new rope that had been joined, new num, still short, tena, then, with the second rope, anyat api, another rope also, sandade, she joined, tat api, that also, dvi ungalam, by the measurement of two fingers, new num, remained short, yat adat, in this way, one after another, whatever rope she joined, bandhanam, for binding Krishna. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The new rope also was shot by the measurement of two fingers. And when other rope was joined to it, it was still two fingers, too short. As many ropes, as she joined, all of them fell. Their shortness could not be overcome. Now we are reading the verse together. एवं स्वगेह दामे दामानी यशोदा संदध्यते अपि गोपीनां सुम्यमंतीनां स्मयन्ति विस्मिता भवत्। एवं इन दिस मैनर स्वगेह दामाने, ऑल द रोप्स अवेलेबल इन द हाउस होल्ड, यशोदा मदर यशोदा संदधती अपि, अलो शी हैज बीन ज्वाइंड वन आफ्टर एनदर, Gopinam. When all the other elderly Gopi friends of Mother Yashoda, Susamayanti Nam, were all taking pleasure in this funny affair. Samayanti, Mother Yashoda was also smiling. Vismita, Abhavat, all of them were struck with wonder. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thus Mother Yashoda joined whatever robes were available in household, but still she fell in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yashoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Actually, this incident was wonderful, because Krishna was only a child with small hands. To bind him should have required only rope not more than 2 feet long. All the ropes in the house combined together might have been hundreds of feet long, but still he was impossible to bind, for all the ropes together were still too short. Naturally, Mother Yashoda and her gopi friends thought, how is this possible? Seeing this funny affair, all of them were smiling. The first rope was shod by measurement of width of 2 fingers. And after second rope was added, it was still 2 fingers too short. If the shortness of all the ropes were added together, it must have amounted to the width of the hundreds of fingers. Certainly this was astonishing. This was another exhibition of Krishna's inconceivable potency to his mother and his mother's friends. Om Agyanti Marandasya Gyananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasandhubhyayav Chupatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. One thing in this incident we can see, the pastime started by desire appearing in the heart of Krishna for Mother Yashoda's breast milk. Tan istan kam kamaya. Tam Yashoda's istan kamaya breastfeed. It means desire appear in the heart of one who is Atmaram, the Supreme Lord, who is completely satisfied. The desire appeared. And then he came to the place where Mother Yashoda was churning. And then there was a competition between mother and a child. Mother wanted the best butter she is churning, and Krishna should relish that. But Krishna says, no, this butter is cow's butter. I want your milk. So this competition started. And Krishna won, and Yashoda lost. Krishna climbed onto her lap, and then the breastfeeding started. Then Krishna developed another greed, lobe. Then Krishna was not satisfied. He wanted more and more. How Krishna can develop greed when he is the Sarvalok Maheshwaram? Everything belongs to him, but still he is greedy. So when he become greedy, what is the next after greed? Anger. So the next thing is coming anger. When Yashoda put Krishna down to save the milk, which are that is a devotee. To save the devotee to serve Krishna is more important than directly pleasing Krishna. This is very interesting. It is a very deep meaning of this pastime actually. To engage the devotee in service of Krishna is more dear to Krishna than directly serving Krishna. So that milk which was boiling and was sacrificing his life because he was not able to serve Krishna, Mother Yashoda went to save that devotee and left Krishna unsatisfied. So Krishna become greedy and then become angry. So if you have a desire, then there will be greed, and greed will lead to anger. And what is the next of the anger? And Krishna, how can he be angry when he is a Paramashanta? He is the most peaceful person. I mean, when his expansion, Vishnu is Shantakaram Bhujakshayanam. So he is perfectly peaceful, he becomes angry. And what will be the next of the anger? Hinsa. Hinsa means, now he is going to do something. He broke the pot. So action, anger in action. And what will be the next? After the anger in action, he went to steal the butter from the next room. Now why he should steal? But then came the next step, steal. And after stealing, he ran away. So you have to run away if you do all these things. And then he's caught. And now he's going to be punished. So this is the process in this material world. Krishna is teaching, if you develop desires, if you become greedy, if you become angry, if you become violent, and if you steal something, then you have to run away and you will be punished. This is for a common secret. But how these can be in a Supreme Personality of Godhead? How can there be desire? How there can be greed? This is Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur is speaking about all these opposite in Krishna. All these opposite qualities in Krishna. He has a desire, but he is desireless. He has a greed, but he is the Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is completely peaceful, but he become angry. And he is loving to everybody, but he become violent. And then he stole the butter and distributed. And then he ran and Yashoda caught. And then she wanted to punish him. Now how she was punishing? She wanted to bind the Krishna with the mortar, ukhal. How she started the process? She got a very fine silky rope thread from her own hairs, and she put in the mortar. It was okay. Then some rope was left, and she tried to go around the belly of Krishna, and it was two finger chant, nothing, no problem. Ya asit tad api nyunam. So then she called the some gopi, bring the another rope. So another rope came, too tight together, and she wanted to try. Api nyunam, still it is short. Tena anyadapi sandhate, and one more rope. So rope after rope. Tadapi dvi ungalam nyunam, still two fingers short. Yad yad adat dandanam, whatever rope came, ropes are becoming bigger in length. It's not that ropes are becoming short. It's not the Krishna's belly is expanding like Trivir Karma. No, it's same. But still it is two finger short. So Chakravarti Pad writes, Bandhanam means card by which he was to be bound. Whatever card she made was 2 fingers short. And Srila Goswami writes, there also was too short, referring to the previous verse. Or because the rope was short, she joined other rope. When she obtained more rope, bandhanam, it was also 2 fingers too short. So why Krishna was not bound by Krishna? Because this is the climax of the competition. Competition is started. Krishna won, Yashoda lost in the beginning. Now, competition is started. Krishna was running. Yashoda won, she caught. Now Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna, and Krishna said, I will not get bound. This is the third last competition. So how come so many ropes are not becoming short and Krishna's belly not becoming too big? Still is only 2 fingers short, not 5 fingers, not 1 finger. What was that which was not allowing Krishna to be bound? Satya Sankalpa Shakti. Krishna is Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he desires, that happens. If he desires that there be creation, creation happens. So what is the small rope that will bind, going to bind, bound the Krishna? Nothing. So Satya Sankalpa Shakti of Krishna. And Vibhutis of Krishna's, not allowing Krishna to be bound. So evam swagyeha damina, in this way all the ropes of the household. How many ropes do you think Yashoda's house have? 900,000 cows and all were bound by the ropes. There was not a dearth of the rope at the household of Yashoda. And she got all the ropes. Yashoda sandadhe api. Yashoda was uniting one with the other rope, and there was a rope and rope and rope, but Krishna's belly was 2 fingers too short. Now the other gopi nam, the other elderly gopis of the neighborhood came out, and susamyanti nam, and they are smiling, but su is added to their smiling. They are smiling with more enthusiasm. Well, Yashoda, when he was breaking part of us, you were not chastising. Now it is your turn. Your part is broken. Ha ha ha. I said they were in that mood. What is happening? And they are, this was one reason, and the other reason, they said, so astonishing. And they were telling Yashoda, you should be thankful that the God has not written bondage in your son's life. He's so fortunate, there's no bondage in his life. You should be happy. Why you are endeavoring so much? Yashoda looks, what? When he breaks your part, you complain to me. Now my part is broken, you are saying, leave him. I will not leave. Let this be evening. Let the ropes of the whole Gokul required, I can collect and I will bind and today chastise my darling son that he should not make any mistake anymore. So this was the answer given. But smayanti, it's not with the anger Yashoda addressed to the gopis. She was also smiling. So it was like a friendly exchange between the elderly gopis about the wonderful pastime of Krishna. It means they were relishing the astonishment. Vismita bhavat, they were all vismit, means surprised, astonished. Why they were astonished? Srila Vishwachakravarti Thakur writes, all the neighboring coward women were laughing. Gopi nam susumyanti nam. Yashoda was astonished, vismit. a rope of 100 hasta. Hasta means a length of a one hand. 100 hasta does not fit around the waist of one son, my son, which measures only one fist. What was surprising to Yashoda? His waist, around which I put a black thread just for his safety, that evil eye should not harm him, this is there. A black thread is there, and his waist is of one fist width, and I have hundreds and thousands of feet of rope. What is this happening? And that small waist is not getting any bigger. It's becoming bigger. The rope is certainly not getting the shorter. But still the rope cannot go around him. And earlier we have read why the rope cannot go around him. Because there is no inside and outside. There's no left, right. There's no front, back. There's no up, down. God is all pervading. We sing every day Narsingha prayer. Ito Narsingho, Parto Narsingho, Yato Yato Yam Yato, Tato Narsingho, Bahar Narsingho, Hirdaya Narsingho. So how can he be bound? Narsingha is one of his expansion, and we describe Narsingha. And Krishna and Arjuna was offering prayers to universal form of Krishna, offering obeisance from behind, from all sides, because he has no limit. So ropes, how can rope bind the one who is, how can rope bind to the one? The universal form is a expansion in this material world only of that Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So it was not possible. But still the rope cannot go around him. That is the first amazing thing. So there were two amazements. This is the first one. And the second, when I tie the rope together, each time it is only two finger short, not three, not four. That is the second amazement. Why is only two fingers? And Sri Jiva Goswami writes, neighbors were broadly smiling. The possessive case indicates that she ignored them. As you complain and now you are smiling. She ignored them. Though she joined ropes with great determination. This word is most important. What Yashoda was doing is a sadhan of a devotee. That should be with determination. That I must achieve Krishna Prem in this life. And for that, the determination is most important. With a firm determination, if we endeavor and practice our sadhana, then the next part, the help from Lord will come as a mercy. The rope was always insufficient to tie him. Her friends left in great wonder, but she ignored them. This is another thing in a sadhana. When we are practicing bhakti, even our friend laugh at us. Hey, what are you doing? This is your age to chant Hare Krishna? Go. Leave it. Come us. Let us play. This is another way to say. We have to ignore that. When we are completely determined in Krishna consciousness and practice, friends may laugh on us, but we should ignore them and continue our practice. This is most important lesson we have to learn from here. And all you and we have experienced that our friends left on us. They were laughing when we become devotees. Right? This is common. But our determination should be like Yashoda. Now, she joined all the robes in the house, including churning robes. Ordinary robes and churning robes. And then, or she become united with the rope by absorption in them. This is the Jiva Goswami. She was united with rope in absorption in rope. This is called tadatmya. Like the common man is identifying with the body. So Yashoda was identifying with the rope. In other words, she became a rope. It means who bound Krishna? Not the rope, but love of Yashoda. Krishna was bound by whom? What is in Damodar Ashram? Prema Badhat. Is bound by? What is the verse? He is bound by love. I think the next verse. Well, the second verse of Damodar Ashtak. Iti drakshva lila, huh? Rudantam o yugme netram. Then? Bhakti badham, huh? Bhakti badham, it says it's bound by bhakti and prem, not by rope. So she becomes united with ropes by absorbing in them. The genitive case can indicate the locative case. The meaning is then, when the gopi smiled, she smiled out of astonishment. On that day, Rohini had gone with Balaram to Upananda's house. Now, Srila Chakravarti Pat is giving us information that on that day, Rohini was not at home. Otherwise, if Rohini had been there, she would have prevented Yashoda from tying up Krishna. So, Rohini and Balaram both were gone to Upananda's house. So therefore, nobody was there to stop. Other gopis were laughing, saying something, but they have no authority to stop Yashoda. But Rohini could have done this. So this is like that when Krishna has a pastime with the Kaliya, or Krishna has a pastime with Agasur, Balaram is not there always. Balaram is kept at that day at home because no snake can dare to come when the Anantashesh Balaram is there. So for the pastime purpose, Rohini is today only gone there. Well, it is a good day to go there because it was Diwali. So it is a day to meet relatives. So she was not there. Sanatana Goswami writes, neighbors were broadly smiling. The possessive case indicates that she ignored them, same thing. Though she joined ropes with great determination, the ropes was always insufficient to tie him. Her friends left in great wonder, but she ignored them. She joined all the ropes in the house, including the churning. Or she became united, this is same thing. And now, Sanatana Goswami, there is the sweetness of Lord revealing his powers during his infant pastime. So this is the sweetness of the Lord revealing his powers during his infant pastimes. Though he was limited size as a child, unlimited robes could not bind him. This shows his unlimited nature. He is Ananta. Even Ananta is one expansion. Ananta is a Balaram who is one, he is one expansion. So even when, this is what Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna is God even when he is on the lap of Mother Yashoda. It's not that one somebody has to become God. God is always God. This is the nature of the God. Even he is 7 years old, he can lift the Govardhan hill. So this is something which God has a natural, unlimited, he has an unlimited nature. And Srila Prabhupada in one purport of Bhagavad Gita writes, why you go and ask from anybody else? They are limited. If you want to ask from unlimited, he will give unlimited. Because he is unlimited. So devotee only goes to the Krishna because he is unlimited. And his mercy is also unlimited. So better to approach the unlimited. Was his limitation only an appearance or real? Now the question is, was his limitation only an appearance or real? Now the question is this: one object cannot be simultaneously limited and unlimited. At one time something is limited and unlimited, it's not possible. So, was his limitation only an appearance or real? And then answer is given, if the limitation is only apparent, it is actually false, not true. Like the sun appearing to be measurement of a hand, though it is actually many yojans in diameter. So this limitation of sun is not real. It appears like small, it's not small. But Krishna is not like that. If it is real limitation, then if you say he is also unlimited, people will laugh. Oh, he is limited. Is this baby Krishna? He is unlimited. People will laugh. How is that? The people will laugh because how he can be simultaneously unlimited and limited? People laugh. The limitation is like being able to hold safari in your hand. Safari in your hand. This limitation is the rule concerning material object. However, Taraka Pratishthananath, the spiritual is beyond material logic, Brahma Sutra. Now, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pal is saying, this contradiction is beauty of the Supreme Lord. The both things are there, only in reconciled in Supreme Lord. So this is called Tarka Pratishthanata. Tarka means logic. So spiritual is behind material logic. So it means the body of the Krishna, when Yashoda was trying to bind him, was spiritual. Is this spiritual? What we know as a devotee is spiritual. It's not a child. He is Satchit Ananda. And he is unlimited. So his body is spiritual. So both things, he is limited and he is unlimited. He simultaneously is limited and unlimited. It's not, it appears he is unlimited. He is really unlimited. And he is really limited. It depends upon the love of the devotee. For non-devotee is always unlimited. They cannot really approach him. They will laugh how the small baby can do this. And that is the one very famous verse of Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti mam mura manushyam tanumashritam param bhavam ajananto mam bhuta maheshwaram. People deride me when I appear. When I appear like human, it's not that he is human. He looks like human because it is his original form. Manushya lingam, manushya rupam. Nar akarti. Vishnu Puran says nar akarti. His form is like a human. And the rule applied there is, say like this person, all their persons, these are all a person, but we say this is a lion. It's a lion. He's a man, but he looks like lion because he works like a lion. Yeah, he is a charitable person. Oh, he is Deva, but he's a man. So similarly, Krishna appears like human, but he's not human. This is very difficult to really understand. Krishna is called human-like for two reasons. Because he looks like human and his activities are just like human. But he is not human. This is the difference about his two things together in one. The limitation is, since the Lord is beyond logic because of his inconceivability and power, Pashyame Yogam Aishwaram. This is my yoga and Aishwarya. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, this is my Yogam Aishwaryam. And what is the meaning of yoga and Aishwarya? Satya Sankalpa Shakti. Simply I desire and it happens. So what is the meaning of yoga and Aishwarya in Bhagavad Gita? Satya Sankalpa Shakti. Inconceivable potency. Whatever he wills that happen, he has not to do physically. It was simply his desire and it is fulfilled in a fraction of a second without any endeavor. He simply thinks and it happens. Contradictional resolve in the Lord. Since the Lord is beyond logic, because of his inconceivability and power, all contradictions are resolved in the Lord. And then there's a verse in from Iskanda Puran. We started with contradiction. He desired, but he don't have a desire. He become greedy, though he has everything. He become angry, though he is a peaceful. He is the owner of everything, but he is acting as a thief. So all these are contradiction. Achintya khaloye bhava tangsaha tarkena yojayet prakarti bhyam param yato tad achintasya lakshanam. Inconceivable objects are beyond logical explanation. Objects beyond material world have this inconceivable quality, Skanda Puran. And asthulas chanoschaiva sthulo anuchapi sarvataha avaranaha sarvataha proktaha shyamoho raktanta lochanaha aishwarya yogada bhagavan virudhartho abhidhiyate. Lord is not heavy and not small, but he is heavy and small at all times. He has no color yet all, but he is black with a reddish eyes because of his endowment of powers. Bhagavan is said to have contrary characteristic, Kurma Puran. The principle should be applied in all cases. So what we have discussed and learned today in this part of the pastime, that Satya Sankalp Achintya Shakti of Sri Krishna was not allowing him to be bound by the ropes of Mother Yashoda. It means that Krishna of 3 years old is full-fledged Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And the one who was trying to bind Krishna is not ordinary person. She was the abode of Vatsalya Prem. And she wanted really to bind Krishna. And this was the climax of their competition. Krishna don't want to be bound and she wanted to bind. And the tomorrow's verse will say, when Yashoda told to the gopi friends that maybe evening, and what is the time now when she is doing this leela? It was early in the morning, 5 o'clock. Because she got up at 4 o'clock. She got ready for churning. This was 5 o'clock in the morning. It becomes just a little early morning. And she said, even if it becomes evening, I don't mind. I will get all the ropes from whole Gokul. And today I will definitely, this naughty boy, I must bind. Why? Not to punish him actually. But she was afraid he may run away to the forest because he is hungry. I will just bind him for a moment, go and make the another butter and something and come. And then I will smile. He is always very greedy for butter. When I show butter, he will say, Mama, Mama, but it's like that. She thought like that. let me buy for a few minutes. Just after 15 minutes I will come. And this will be a little sort of chastisement him for breaking the churning pot. So this was her mood. And when she said, till evening I will try. Krishna was crying. When Yashoda caught him and having a stick, he was crying. And really, the all black mascot was coming down. Why was Krishna crying? He was fearful of Yashoda? No. He was knowing that she is loving mother. She's not going to beat me. Why he was crying? He thought, I am the supreme personality of Godhead. People think of me, they become peaceful. And she is in front of me, still she is angry. How can be somebody angry in front of the Lord? I am so sweet that anybody who think of me, he become peaceful. And here is my mother. I am in front of him and she is angry. Oh, my power of making people pleasant is gone. What happened to me? Oh my God, what happened to me? He was crying simply because he was astonished. What is this? People become peaceful when they touch me. They become transcendentally jubilant. But my mother is holding me and she is still in an angry mood. How is that? And this is Krishna is thinking as a God. How is this? Then he thought, no, I am acting as his child. So now, let she win and I lose. This is the beauty of loving devotee's competition with Krishna. When climax comes, Krishna loses and devotee wins. And this is the Bhisham won and Krishna lost. When both has promised. Now Yashoda will win. She will tie Krishna neck tomorrow. When Krishna looked at Mother Yashoda and saw all her beautiful flower in the hairs and beautiful sari and all the wonderful decoration on her body were completely disarranged. And she was perspiring by hard labor. So when Krishna saw these two things, that my mother has a full determination to bind me, she has endeavored to her fullest strength, she is now tired, perspiring, forgot her all decorations, everything is disarranged, then within the heart of Krishna, mercy appeared, which is the queen of all the energies. When mercy appears, then all other energy disappear. So Satya Sankalpa Shakti disappeared. Vaibhav Shakti disappeared because the mercy appeared. Mercy is the queen. And as soon as mercy appeared, with that same rope, which was the first one, Yashoda tied Krishna. So two fingers short. What are these two fingers short? Two fingers short, if we say, then Acharya write like these two lines. I think if I get, I can tell. One is parishram or effort of a devotee. If devotee is doing his sadhana with full strength, and the second is kirpa, mercy of the Supreme Lord. The effort and fatigue due to service and worship, if we are tired by the evening by our service in Krishna consciousness, that Krishna was recognized that he has fully endeavored to serve me. And then mercy will descend. And then we will be able to awaken our love of Krishna. And by that love, Krishna is conquered. So two fingers short, We always know this. One finger is devotees, sadhana, and second finger is Krishna's mercy. There may be other two finger short reasons also, but today these two finger short reason is these two things. Karma and Gyan. Karma and Gyan, Ishwar Prabhu says, though the pure devotional service is not covered by karma and Gyan, but Krishna karma is allowed. And Krishna Gyan is not contrary to the bhakti. So, what we really learn from this pastime, that is the most important. In this life, our sadhana should be, our practice and worship should be with priority in our life with full strength and all endeavors to please Hari Guru Vaishnava. And by the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnava, we will be successful in our practice of Krishna consciousness. Any question or comment? And the philosophical one thing which we listened today is contradiction are reconciled in Supreme Lord. Though there are contradiction, but Supreme Lord is having both things simultaneously and they are real. This is philosophical understanding. Yes, Prabhuji. Impersonalist? God is? God has no form. Okay. Or you think holy name is formless God? When you say Krishna, what is coming in your mind? Formless or beautiful Krishna with a flute? When you say Ram, what is coming in your mind? So it means the names are not formless. It was a research done by the scientist, whichever word you speak, it will make some form. The words have a form. Words are not formless. They have a form. You know, there are different names. This is Gornitai. This is Krishna Balam. This is Radha Shyam Sundar. If they are formless, then why we have a different Archa Vigraha of everybody? Why not one? There is a form. This is Gornitai. There is Krishna Balam. There is Radha Shyam Sundar. Though there is no difference in Tattva, there is no difference between Krishna along with Balaram and Shyam Sundar. There's no difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shyam Sundar. But still their name has their own identity. So name is not formless. Only formless representation of God is Om. Om is impersonal representation of God. But it is only for the impersonalist. For the devotees, Om is also the form of Krishna. Krishna said, Vedyam Pavitram Omakar. I am the Om in the Veda. So even when we see Om, we chant Om, we think of Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Shakti. value of knowing this? What is like the advantage? Now, we know that you explained it to us. What is the value that we learn from this?
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, by knowing the unlimited opulence of Krishna, we become the Dasya Bhakta, become enlightened, and he will be eager to serve him. Because chamatkar ko namaskar, where there is a opulence, bow head is going down to bow down to the head. So for Dasya Bhakta, this Satya Sankalp Achintya Shakti will inspire him to render devotional service, because we have our master who is all powerful. I am the servant of all powerful master. This is true ego.
Proud. You can be proud.
I am proud of my master. That's good. Yeah, that is the meaning. That is actually what we learn from this. Very nice question. No problem. Krishna become angry outwardly, but Krishna glorified Yashoda, gave the glories to the Yashoda that she bound Krishna by love. Otherwise this pastime will not happen. So this is what you are asking question. This is the explanation of the Uttama Bhakti. Though Yashoda's action was not uncool. Uncool means favorable to Krishna, to please Krishna. But her intention was to serve Krishna and his devotee. Therefore, she is the topmost devotee. On the other hand, Kansa, though always thinking of Krishna, but was unfavorable. And his intention was also unfavorable. Therefore, he is not included in the Uttama Bhakti. So, one is the extreme. Both extremes are excluded of this definition because of these two examples. It is not too close, it is not too wide. The definition is completely perfect. Anya vilashita sunyam gyan karamadhyana vrtam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. It is not too wide, otherwise Kansa can be considered devotee because he was thinking of Krishna. And it was unkulya. Krishna was happy by fighting with Kansa. But the intention was not right. And it is not too narrow because Yashoda has acted not favorably, but her intention were most favorable. Therefore, she is not excluded from bhakti.
So, that means intention is more important.
More important than intention in this pastime is engaging devotee in service of Krishna is more important than serving Krishna directly. Krishna says, those who say that I am the devotee of Krishna, I don't know him, I don't recognize him. But those who say, I am the devotee of Krishna, I always love them. Hare Krishna. Yes, but I think time should not go beyond some limit. Yes, Prabhu. Okay, this question is, Kunti Maharani in her prayer said, well, the fear is personally fearful of a person, and she was fearful of Yashoda, and this was astonishing. This was the verse in a Kunti Maharani's prayer. And Param Pooja Radha Govind Swami Maharaj used to say, it appears that Kunti was present at Diwali in Gokul. The devotion of Kunti is Aishwarya Yukta. It is not completely Madhurya. So, like when Krishna was bound, the friend cannot untie him because Krishna was bound by Vatsalya Prem, by the motherly love. So the friendly love is lower than motherly. They cannot untie it. They cannot untie him. He is bound by motherly love, he can only be unbound by that same love or higher than that love. It cannot be untied by love which is lesser than that. And the love of the Kunti Maharani is Aishwarya Yukta. Therefore, she was enjoying that earth's kid. Very nice, Krishna is not bound. Okay, let Yashoda not bind him. She was in that mood because she is Aishwarya Bhakta, Aishwarya Yukta. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Gira, Granthraj Śrīmad Bhāgavata Mahapurāṇa ki jai.